Hi, this is Andy Hopkins on the Healthy by Nature show. Marty, last week in our Mini Pearl segment, we discussed suggestions from a previous guest, Dr. Doris Rapp, on how to clean up our personal environment, the toxins therein. We talked about water and air and yard, I think. What do you want to hit this week?
Let's talk about household cleaning type products.
Okay, such as ammonia, detergents like dishwasher, laundry, toilet cleaners, that sort of stuff.
Right. What we have to do, according to Dr. Rapp, is avoid all of the pine and fennel products like Lysol, Pine Sol, because the phenolics in there cause problems. Air fresheners, for example, contain formaldehyde and cause cancer. Her idea in general is to use as much as you can baking soda and white vinegar, which really do an awful lot of good stuff. And then there's some brands like Seventh Generation and BioClean that are earth friendly, and you find those at health food stores.
Okay, well, what about soaps and...
Well, soaps, and particularly the antibacterial soaps, cause liver damage. And I'm alarmed just in general by our casualness with which we put these high-tech items into production and out on the shelves. Consumers assuming that somebody's checked, and they tend to check acute problems. They'll check to see if it causes a problem right now, today, tomorrow, next week. They don't look at what the accumulation of that product plus all of the other stuff. I mean, these all individually may sound a little nitpicky, but just look in your cupboards and see how many different kinds of products there are, all with unknown long-term problems. The safer soaps are like Dr. Bronner's, Kiss My Face. In general, health food store soaps are a lot safer, don't have the weird ingredients and the fragrances, the fake fragrances and so on that you find in the mass market.
I'm assuming that also includes the little tubes of antibacterial hand wash, that the no water required type.
There are some healthy versions of that too. Okay. That are made for babies that are safe, but you have to look around and ask questions.
What about in the laundry room, like bleach?
Oh, that's such a standby, but you can actually use hydrogen peroxide. There's a website with information about that on the World Wide Web. It's light. H2O2use.com, like H2O2 being hydrogen peroxide, light H2O2use.com.
Okay. Well, and if it smells good, that means it's clean, right? I think that's the way we've lived a long time, that, you know, if you could just make the air smell good with a deodorizer, then you're good to go.
Yeah, well, my first thought is always, why don't we prevent the bad smell? I mean, if it's from mold or dust or dirt or something yucky, let's get rid of the yucky. But if you need a deodorizer, you've got a roommate you haven't been able to deal with or something, citrus essence oil is one thing that you can do, essential oils. Or there's even an aerosol citrus cleaner that's a natural product that a little bit of whiff of that will go a long way.
You can clean with that stuff too, probably, and help deodorize as you go. About scouring powder?
Yeah, it's usually got bleach and other things in it. Bon Ami is just borax. It's the abrasive, and that's about it.
And then, again, under that smells good category, candles?
A lot of them have lead in the wicks, and you get natural wax. And go to your health food store for these things. It'll make a big difference.
Do you find it confusing to sift through all the junk at your local store trying to find the products that are good for you? Wouldn't it be nice if you could shop at a store that only carries the good stuff and none of the bad? RealFoodGrocery.com is that store. RealFoodGrocery.com carries only the best products from the best manufacturers. Products like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and probiotic soap, Percoba colostrum, Carrington Labs aloe, oregano oil, candida kits, mac nut oil, low mercury tuna fish, dried organic apples, and much more. It even has a safe and simple device to help break the smoking habit. From fine supplements to healthful food, let RealFoodGrocery.com take the headache out of your shopping experience. Only the best products from the best manufacturers. RealFoodGrocery.com. RealFoodGrocery.com or call 877-673-2536. Natural food stores can also call 877-673-2536. 2536 if they want to carry these products.
Colostrum is well known for boosting the immune systems of babies and building lean tissue. Many cultures have also used it as a rejuvenator for the elderly. Colostrum improves allergies, reduces inflammation, and boosts glutathione, the detoxifying enzyme, up to 400%. University tests prove that only Percoba from Complete Spectrum can make these claims. Percoba also improves mineral absorption and bone density, so it's smart to take Percoba every day. Percoba is collected from cows that produce a richer, more potent colostrum because they're more mature and better nourished. Percoba colostrum has the ideal natural balance of bioactives because it is collected only within the first 6 hours to assure that you get real colostrum, not the transition milk that other brands use. Percoba is available only as lozenges, powder, or the liquid extract because those forms provide up to 8 times better utilization. Ask your store to carry Percoba by Complete Spectrum. Visit cscolostrum.com on the web or call toll-free 888-9-SCIENCE. That's 888-972-4362.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now, here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Boy, do we have a show for you today. And first up, a welcome to our listeners in the Atlanta, Georgia area. We were pre-recorded last week and didn't have the opportunity to say howdy to folks listening at WAEC, Love 860 AM in Atlanta. So if you are in another area and have a friend in Atlanta, you can tell them they can listen live as well as live online at RadioMarty.com. In our program today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Peter Langshan. He's a medical doctor. He's a cardiology and internal medicine specialist. Office is in Tyler, Texas, but he's pretty widely known. Google the name, and you'll come up with well over 10,000 hits. So he's been a busy guy. The spelling of his name is L-A-N-G-S-J-O-E-N. And he's with us by phone. Good morning, Dr. Langshan.
Good morning.
I appreciate your time this morning. As I understand it, you graduated from University of Texas Medical School, and you've been practicing for 27 years. A little later in the program, we'll get to a study or two that you've done. But anything else that we should know right off the bat that wasn't included in that information?
Well, I've actually been a practicing cardiologist in Tyler for 22 years.
22 years? And that was your – I thought you had practiced earlier somewhere else.
I was in cardiology fellowship with my father at Scott & White. But,
oh, okay.
You know, I was still in training. But as far as being a staff cardiologist, I've been here since 1985.
Well, so much for the computer or the website that kind of is a doctor directory. They didn't get it quite right. But in any case, I understand that you had a birthday this week, and best wishes for many more. Our thoughts for you. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Now, what we want to talk about today is particularly your area of cardiology. I'm sure we could go any number of directions, but you've done a lot of important work in that area. And I think now with everybody being kind of on the radar for the drug companies to receive the statin, cholesterol-lowering drugs, that we really need to know a little bit more about that because they're touted as being so very important. And I know just recently the guidelines were changed from a safe level being 240 down to the safe level of total cholesterol being 200, as I recall. And that increased the number of people who were potentially candidates for statin drugs by 86%. So huge boon for the drug companies. But what does that mean for us, and what is cholesterol neurosis?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, first, a few basics would be in order. One is, you know, this goes back more than 60 years. The idea that it first began, the idea that cholesterol and or saturated fat in your diet had something to do with heart disease. And there was a big campaign to, for instance, replace butter with margarine. A dramatic decrease in egg consumption per capita occurred in the late 1940s and 1950s. And that is completely false. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease, and cholesterol in foods and saturated fats in particular don't influence blood cholesterol anyway. So first of all, the whole foundation is wrong. And that, unfortunately, turned into an enormous business, larger than anything in the history of medicine. And so as it became clear over the last, say, 20 years that this is false, the truth hasn't been able to stop this huge industry, which now, quite unfortunately, includes statin drugs, which I think if you add them all together, it's over $40 billion in sales a year. You know, that's never happened in medicine for any class of drugs. So the power and influence of that is such that the truth is easily lost. And there was a fair amount of harm done when people switched from traditional healthy foods, for instance, egg. That's one of the best foods in the world.
I always say that everything you need to build a chicken in there, so it must be
that's
pretty.
Right. It has to be pretty darn good. And then the consumption of huge amounts of hydrogenated vegetable oils, which are very, very cheap to make. When they hydrogenate them, they make them last nearly forever. They become almost like a plastic. And that's the big concern with these trans fats. That's a legitimate worry. It's clearly not proven yet, but at any rate, the statin drugs changed everything completely in 1987. The first statin came on the American market. And what happened was very, very dramatic lowering in the number. The cholesterol levels could easily drop in half. And there's an immediate sort of gratification because doctors, and they take these drugs themselves, by the way.
Yeah, they do believe it.
So even good doctors who mean well have been so completely misled that they believe this propaganda. But at any rate, when you think something's really bad for you, if you really honestly believe that cholesterol is a harmful substance, when you lower it, you get this sort of, oh, gee, this is great, you know, sort of almost a euphoric feeling.
Yeah, a few endorphins get released.
Yeah, so there is a psychological benefit to lowering a number that you and your doctor believe is harmful.
Well, yeah, probably need to address this question that must be in people's minds. But wait a minute, how have these doctors been misled? What is the aren't there statistics that show that if you have a lower cholesterol number that you have fewer heart attacks and that you live longer?
No. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. It's completely the opposite. The statistics show that the lower your cholesterol, the higher your all-cause mortality, including heart disease. What's happened is, and this is outlined actually fairly good in John Abramson's book, Overdosed America. It doesn't deal specifically with this topic too much, but it's a nice overview of American medicine over the past, say, 30 to 40 years. Medicine used to be what I would term an honorable and an independent profession. That's no longer the case. Pharmaceutical industry and device industry now fund all medical schools. They fund all continuing medical education. So what you have over the last 30 years, we've produced a medical profession that's trained by the pharmaceutical industry.
They even control the development of the practice guidelines, cookbooks that keep doctors out of trouble.
And the guidelines are a really powerful force. If you go against practice guidelines and anything happens to your patient, I don't care if they get hit by a truck, and the family says, oh, gee, you weren't following guidelines, you know, you're defenseless in court. And physicians, they're very much like a school of fish. You know, they all do the same thing. And these guidelines, it's very intimidating. And if you go against them, you're taking some risk. And there's no question the guidelines are written by physicians who are on the payroll of the drug company.
Yeah, several studies show that connection. It's why we do this program every week, because we want consumers to know the truth and to know that they have a responsibility to figure out a lot of this stuff themselves, because they're a party to a system that may not work for them in the long run.
Yeah, it's become really, really unfortunately corrupt, and it extends into governmental regulatory bodies. And this is a real unfortunate situation, because, you know, you have to have some level of trust in a patient-physician relationship. And
unfortunately, not everybody lives in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, well.
Dr. Langston, when we come back from this break, I'd like to just touch briefly on what is cholesterol to begin with and why it's a part of our natural system, and then we'll talk about the side effects of the statin drugs. And we'll take your calls at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Stay tuned.
Are you feeling less than great? Why not join the growing thousands who are taking great-tasting Tahiti Trader Noni juice? Tahiti Trader Noni comes from the exotic islands of Tahiti, where the ancient healers discovered its health virtues more than 2,000 years ago. Noni juice has been shown to help relieve muscle aches and pains, reduce feelings of depression and anxiety, ease hypertension, bolster your immune system, and exerts a feeling of well-being. Hear what people are saying.
I have had very high blood pressure all my life since I've been on Tahiti Trader's Noni juice. I've gone from 90 milligrams of Procardia, and now I'm down to 30 milligrams, and my blood pressure runs about 120 over 70.
I'm an older mother of a very active 2-year-old boy. It gives me a lot of energy, and it tastes good, too.
Tahiti Trader's Noni juice is ultra pure, super potent, and tastes good, too.
Ask for a taste sample at Henry's Farmers Markets, Whole Foods, Wild Oats, GNC, Vitamin Shop, Mother's Markets, Vitamin City, Clark's Nutrition, or your favorite natural food store.
Are pain, stiff joints, and inflammation taking the fun out of life? Dr. Terry Riggs combines her experience as a registered nurse in orthopedics, her 16 years of experience as a chiropractor, and state-of-the-art technology to provide you with safe, effective, and comfortable relief. Dr. Riggs' pain-free therapeutic cold laser treatment relieves back and joint pain while decreasing inflammation and increasing joint motion. Bundles of light energy pass from the laser through the skin's layers to the body's inner cells. The result is more cellular energy, enhanced tissue repair, and improved circulation. This gentle method revolutionizes the treatment of neck and back pain, headaches, carpal tunnel, even knee pain, and more. And it is only one of the scientifically proven tools Dr. Riggs uses. Riggs Chiropractic is conveniently located near Central Expressway and Parker Road in Plano. Don't put off relief even one more day. Call Dr. Terry Riggs at 972-881-7272. That's 972-881-7272.
Do you find it confusing to sift through all the junk at your local store trying to find the products that are good for you? Wouldn't it be nice if you could shop at a store that only carries the good stuff and none of the bad? RealFoodGrocery.com is that store. RealFoodGrocery.com carries only the best products from the best manufacturers. Products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Probiotic Soap, Percoba Colostrum, Carrington Labs Aloe, Oregano Oil, Candida Kits, Mac Nut Oil, Low Mercury Tuna Fish, Dried Organic Apples, and much more. It even has a safe and simple device to help break the smoking habit. From fine supplements to healthful food, let RealFoodGrocery.com take the headache out of your shopping experience. Only the best products from the best manufacturers. RealFoodGrocery.com. RealFoodGrocery.com or call 877-673-8255. 877-673-2536. Natural food stores can also call 877-673-2536.
Call 877-956-9566 to join the show. Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittick.
And we're back with Peter Langshan, medical doctor, cardiologist in internal medicine, practices in Tyler, Texas. Been doing it long enough to know that there's a real problem and somehow has miraculously avoided being brainwashed by a system that's very dependent on drugs. When we went to the break, Dr. Langshan, I said when we come back we would talk just briefly, because I know we're going to get a lot of calls, about what cholesterol's role is naturally. God didn't make any mistakes. If it was there, it's there for a reason, and that reason is what?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's also very, very carefully maintained right where your body wants it. But cholesterol is a relatively simple fat-soluble molecule that is essential for many functions. It's in all your cell membranes. All cells make it. Over half of the dry weight of your brain is cholesterol. Your brain has to have a huge amount of cholesterol for all the interconnections. It's essential for immune function. When you get out in the sun and you make vitamin D, you make it from cholesterol. A lot of your sex hormones are made from cholesterol. So it has many, many absolutely...
It's even an antioxidant.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. So it's an essential compound that you couldn't live a minute without.
Well, let's talk to Anna in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Anna, thanks for calling Healthy by Nature.
Yes, doctor. First, I'm a nurse. I worked for a physician for about a year. So I watched the natural progression of pharmaceutical reps come in with their lunches and gifts and drop off their new samples. And many times they didn't really even discuss their product. It was just more about the lunches, the gifts. So now I'm out there in the field and I see the new medications, all the new ones coming in, causing more and more side effects. Call the doctor. He puts them on something else to take care of the side effects. And it's very troubling. I was placed on Lipitor myself about 5 years ago. I stopped taking it. I started reading some research and sort of scaring me into the link between the low cholesterol levels with the statin drug use and Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm seeing, like, epidemic proportions. I mean, what good are you at 80 years old with good health? You can do almost everything for yourself, but you don't know even what planet you're living on.
Well, that's an excellent point, Anna.
This scares me. I took myself off of them. I'm just on natural. If my stomach bothers me, I take a little vinegar. My stomach is treated within seconds.
Excellent point. Anna, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
Dr. Langshan.
Yeah, well, she brings up a real good point. What statins have become so aggressively used that they're now being used at fairly high doses in the elderly who are already fragile. Their brain's been through a lot. There tends to be a little atrophy of all of our brains as we get older. And I would say it's virtually 100% of the time. If you put these patients on statins, it significantly impairs their brain function. The brain cannot get any cholesterol from the blood. It can't cross. So it makes its own. And like I mentioned before, it takes a huge amount. But unfortunately, statins get in the brain just fine.
And
so if you drop the production of cholesterol in your brain, it malfunctions. And this is a real big problem.
I would like for you to list some of the statin drugs, because there may be listeners who are on a cholesterol-lowering medication and they don't know if it's in that classification.
Well, the first on the market was Mevacor. It's also called lovastatin. Then the other big, the number one prescribed one in the United States right now is Lipitor. Then there's Zocor. There's Crestor, which is a relatively new one. there's less call, and Pravacol.
Okay, well, that should give them an idea. And there's a problem, I would think, in noticing when you get on a medication, what is the delay between when the medication starts? You see the lowering of the cholesterol pretty quickly, but how long does it take for the side effects to show up, and does that vary depending on your age?
Yes, it varies, and it's a real good point, because most drugs, or even foods or anything, if they're going to disagree with you in some way, it becomes pretty apparent, you know, after the first pill or two. You know, if it makes you sick or gives you a headache, well, you stop it. Statins are insidious. The worst side effects, for instance, things like heart failure or cancer, are delayed for years. And the other point you made is there's no question the younger and the healthier you are, you know, the better you'll tolerate them, at least in the short term.
So when somebody goes back and they've been on a drug for 6 months and they say, I have all these problems, even the doctor is going to look at the chart, not see the connection, and do the natural thing, which is, well, you have this symptom, therefore you need this drug, and we're off and running on something.
Right, exactly. That happens
else
all the time. And it can be delayed by years. So it's real easy to miss it when it's something you started a few years ago. You
know, I've got a question here from Debbie in Austin, Texas. I think she's got a point just perfect for where we are in this conversation. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I just had a question for the doctor. On my mother's side of the family, they have abnormally high cholesterol, sometimes around 800. And all of the family on that side has had heart problems. Well, I'm 58 now, and the last visit to the doctor, they put me on Crestar, which was like 4 weeks ago. But my cholesterol was around 260, I guess, and had jumped like 40 points, I think, because I had eaten more meat than usual. But anyway, my question is, if there's no link between cholesterol, then why, when you have high levels, like in my mom's family, then you see just heart disease everywhere?
Yeah.
Excellent question, Debbie.
Yeah, you bring up several good points. One is, there is a rare illness called familial hyperlipidemia, where you can see cholesterols that are even as high as 1,000. That's a very, very rare disease, and it's a whole different thing. What you're talking about in your particular case, where you have a cholesterol of 240 or 260, cholesterol levels in that range have no correlation with your risk of getting atherosclerotic disease.
Might have a risk of getting heart disease, though, if she stays on a statin drug.
You get a lot of diseases from that. But the other thing that you mentioned was that you thought maybe your cholesterol had changed related to diet. That's not the case. You can eat 12 egg yolks a day for a week, and it won't raise your cholesterol at all. Your body's real conservative. If there's more cholesterol in your diet, it makes less, and vice versa. If you eat almost none, it makes more. But it does go up with stress. It can dramatically change with stress.
Well, what a great segue, because we've got a question about that. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk to Kathy in Atlanta, Georgia. So please stay tuned to Healthy by Nature. We're talking with Dr. Peter Langshan. He's a cardiologist and internal medicine doctor, an enlightened one, I might add, from Tyler, Texas. We'll take your calls when we come back at 877-956-9566. So please hang in there. We'll be right back after these messages, and we'll talk some more about how you can get heart disease from your statin drug, and what are some good alternatives, and what can you do to protect yourself if you're a wimp and you don't want to get off of statin. So don't go anywhere. important topics coming up with Dr. Peter Langston. My name is Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it can do for you. See for yourself. Check out the studies on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
You've seen her on Dr. Phil and The View. Now hear Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman talk about the world's number one best-selling probiotic supplement.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is my favorite probiotic. This unique blend of 12 probiotic strains and important micronutrients was developed by a renowned scientist in Japan to recolonize the good bacteria in our gut. Probiotics 12 Plus rebalances the GI tract, which avoids digestive problems and strengthens our immune system. A healthy gut flora stops bloating, constipation, candida, and protects against deadly smart bugs like H. pylori. Studies show that the threat of foodborne illness is greatly reduced when Probiotics 12 Plus is used regularly. Vegan and fermented for 5 years is the only supplement that contains the proprietary TH10 bacteria, which kills pathogens. I take Probiotics 12 Plus daily. You should too.
Probiotics 12 Plus is dairy-free, enteric coated with a shelf life of 3 years. No refrigeration needed. If not at your store, call toll-free 1-877-262-7800.
Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. In fact, Q-Absorb from Gero Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. However, absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10. Look for the brand that has been clinically tested. Q-Absorb is just that, a clinically tested product with absorption 2 to 4 times higher than most other CoQ10 products. Q-Absorb is a 100% natural support for healthy heart function. In a recent study of 23 heart patients, Q-Absorb proved effective in stimulating the expansion of blood vessels, improving oxygen consumption, and increasing plasma CoQ10 levels. Near normal vessel cell function was observed when Q-Absorb was combined with a prescribed exercise regimen. Additionally, Q-Absorb may enhance endothelial-dependent vasodilation by reducing free radicals and elevating nitric oxide levels. Don't just ask for CoQ10. Ask for Q-Absorb at your favorite health food store or go online to Gero.com to find a store near you.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
On the phone with us today from Tyler, Texas, is Dr. Peter Langston, medical doctor, cardiologist, internal doctor of internal medicine. We're talking about cholesterol, heart disease, statin drugs so far. Let's talk to Kathy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My cholesterol, the last time it was taken was 339, and it has risen like in my late 20s all the way to 339. There is a pastor in Thomaston, Georgia, who has researched high cholesterol and why some people have it and some people don't. And he's just looked at their lives, and he's saying that they're very, very angry with themselves and maybe haven't forgiven themselves for things and possibly, like, reach in relationships. And so I'm doing that route. And so that's my question is, what does the doctor think about stress and those kind of situations? Now, my husband had a heart attack, like, a few years ago at 41, and they put him on, of course, Lipitor and all these other meds. And, you know, he is so livid that I will not take Lipitor. I won't go on medication. And I'm just trying to do it the more natural way and, of course, spiritually take care of things, which I have been doing. I feel very pleased with what my approach in this. And so I just wanted to ask the doctor what he thought about all that.
And Kathy, before the doctor answers your question, I want you to know that on the website RadioMarty.com, this show will be archived. So if you could encourage your husband to listen to it, maybe he can pick up something from that. Dr. Langshan, what about the connection between emotions, outlook, stress, and cholesterol?
Yeah, it's a real good point, and it definitely happens. There's a young nurse that I've known for 20 years, actually, who went off on her own and started a new business here, and it was real stressful, of course. And her cholesterol was leveled and measured, and it was 600.
Wow.
And she was all in a panic about it. And I said, well, why don't you wait till your life settles down a little bit and recheck it? And it came down to about 220 6 months later. And there was no change in weight or diet or any medicine. So there's no question I've seen it change dramatically with stress. And you might want to tell your listeners, because this is a huge topic and it's very, very important. There are two new books out that are very useful to read. They're both called The Great Cholesterol Con. They have exactly the same title. One is from Dr. Malcolm Kendrick in UK, and the other is from a nutritionist, Anthony Colpo, in Australia. They're both worth getting. They're real good, and there's a ton of information in it.
Excellent. Kathy, thanks so much for calling. And tell your friends to tune in. Thanks. Let's talk to the subject of heart failure, congestive heart failure, as one of the more serious side effects that you point out of the statin drugs. I know that when people get a cancer diagnosis, panic really sets in. They probably should be even more panicked if they're told that they have congestive heart failure, because the survival time is even less. Describe that connection.
Yeah, this is a real fascinating story. We didn't know about the effect of statin drugs on the essential nutrient coenzyme Q until around 1988 or so. Yeah, the statins had been on the market about a year. And that's when my father and I were in the middle of a long-term study treating heart failure patients with CoQ10. And we noted that of 126 patients, five of them were started on Mevacor, the first statin. And all five of them had a drop in their coenzyme Q levels by about half. And all five of them dramatically dropped their heart function. One was so sick we had to refer her for heart transplant. The other was in the intensive care unit. So it became a big interest of ours, of course, to look at the effect of statin drugs on heart muscle function. And there's no question they're detrimental. You might just point out, though, that for every side effect that statins cause, you can find a study, of course, a drug company study, claiming that they help that problem. So it's just amazing what they can do.
Well, the studies, how long do they last compared with how long people are actually on these drugs?
Well, the studies are usually shams. They're things like retrospective chart reviews where they say that, statins might help cancer. Well, they base that on the fact that people who were prescribed a statin had less cancer than people not prescribed a statin. Well, people with higher cholesterols have way less cancer. So you've already pre-selected a group that's low risk.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
They had higher cholesterol, so they were protecting their body with the antioxidant properties of the cholesterol. They were forming more enzymes, more beneficial substances to keep their body normal. And that's kind of remarkable.
Yeah, they do that frequently. There's a lot of studies of that nature.
And the studies that do the drugs safety tests are very short-term, from what I can gather.
And if the study starts to turn out negative, it's not published. The literature is real unreliable.
and yet Merck knew a long time ago that the statin drugs would lower the body's coenzyme Q10 levels, and that could cause problems. As you point out in one of your articles, that they actually have patents on combining the two. Why didn't they ever do that?
You know, I have no idea. I can't get into the minds of a monster industry like that, but I have no idea. It makes perfect sense. I mean, it's the most well-studied drug-nutrient interaction in the world. But I don't know.
Well, we should talk about CoQ10. We've just got a few minutes here before the break. Let's introduce that topic. Why does it matter if your CoQ10 levels get lowered? What does CoQ10 do?
Okay. What it is, it's a simple, like a cofactor. That's what most vitamins are, what biochemists call coenzymes. Coenzyme Q is not a vitamin because our own bodies make it. They make it real well in our younger years. It peaks maybe in our 20s. After that age, you're more dependent upon it from foods, and that's mostly organ meats. It's the essential cofactor for the production of energy in all your cells, and because your heart muscle uses more cellular energy than any other tissue, it requires a huge amount of CoQ10. And that's why if you lower Q with statins, the very first thing you can see is a measurable weakening of heart muscle.
Well, one of the side effects I hear about frequently with statin drugs is muscle pain and muscle decay and even muscle rot. And I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Right.
The heart is a muscle. This idea doesn't appeal to me. It isn't just so much that you can't play tennis anymore. If your heart doesn't pump, you don't do anything anymore. We'll be back in just a few minutes here. We're going to take a break to listen to the sponsors that keep the program on the air. Dr. Peter Langshan, MD, is our guest. He's a physician cardiologist in Tyler, Texas. We might have time for another call or two at 877-956-9566. That's 877-956-9566. Please do give us a call. My name is Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America believes in treating all of you, not just your cancer. When you choose Cancer Treatment Centers of America, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dedicated team of experts is assembled to provide comprehensive, personalized care all under one roof. The team will fight cancer on many fronts through an integrated combination of medical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and spiritual therapies. Patients are given a detailed list of natural solutions, including dietary suggestions to reduce the side effects of cancer treatment, radiation, and chemotherapy. The mission at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is to offer individualized therapies, improve the quality of life, and most importantly, to restore hope. Cancer Treatment Centers of America offers the most sophisticated forms of traditional medicine in combination with complementary therapies. If you or a loved one are exploring cancer treatment options, call 1-800-942-4632 or visit them online at cancercenter.com.
Are you feeling less than great? Why not join the growing thousands who are taking great-tasting Tahiti Trader Noni Juice? Tahiti Trader Noni comes from the exotic islands of Tahiti, where the ancient healers discovered its health virtues more than 2,000 years ago. Noni Juice has been shown to help relieve muscle aches and pains, reduce feelings of depression and anxiety, ease hypertension, bolster your immune system, and exerts a feeling of well-being. Hear what people are saying.
I have had very high blood pressure all my life since I've been on Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. I've gone from 90 milligrams of Procardia, and now I'm down to 30 milligrams, and my blood pressure runs about 120 over 70.
I'm an older mother of a very active 2-year-old boy. It gives me a lot of energy, and it tastes good, too.
Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice is ultra pure, super potent, and tastes good, too.
Ask for a taste sample at Henry's Farmers Markets, Whole Foods, Wild Oats, GNC, Vitamin Shop, Mother's Markets, Vitamin City, Clark's Nutrition, or your favorite natural food store.
You've seen her on Dr. Phil and The View. Now hear Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman talk about the world's number one best-selling probiotic supplement.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is my favorite probiotic. This unique blend of 12 probiotic strains and important micronutrients was developed by a renowned scientist in Japan to recolonize the good bacteria in our gut. Probiotics 12 Plus rebalances the GI tract, which avoids digestive problems and strengthens our immune system. A healthy gut flora stops bloating, constipation, candida, and protects against against deadly smart bugs like H. pylori. Studies show that the threat of foodborne illness is greatly reduced when Probiotics 12 Plus is used regularly. Vegan and fermented for 5 years is the only supplement that contains the proprietary TH10 bacteria, which kills pathogens. I take Probiotics 12 Plus daily. You should too.
Probiotics 12 Plus is dairy-free, enteric-coated with a shelf life of 3 years. No refrigeration needed. If not at your store, call toll-free 1-877-262-7843.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we're back with Dr. Peter Langshin, medical doctor, cardiology and internal medicine specialty in Tyler, Texas. And this is the part of the kind of a show where I start wishing it was 2 hours, but we've been talking about cholesterol, statin drugs, side effects, coenzyme Q10, the heart disease, the scariest kind of, other than sudden death from supposedly mysterious causes, is congestive heart failure or chronic heart failure. Affects 5 million people. Studies show that it correlates with people who have the lowest levels of CoQ10. So we want to talk about CoQ10. I think first we'll take a call from Marv in Dallas, Texas, and then we'll get back to that subject. Marv, hi. Thanks for calling Healthy by Nature.
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. My husband has normal cholesterol, and he's not on a statin drug, but he's had sonograms for his carotid artery, and they show clogging. And he has also a sonogram for his aorta, and it is enlarged somewhat.
Right. Well, first of all, Mary, I'm sorry I called you Marv. The correction, I didn't see on the bottom of the screen. So
that's okay.
Yes, Dr. Langshin, one of the reasons that people really worry about cholesterol is it does show up kind of at the scene of the crime, even though it might not be the criminal. What advice do you have for Mary?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great question, and it's a real important one. And what I tell all of my patients is, number one, we do not know the cause of atherosclerosis. We don't. For sure, it's not cholesterol, but it's real important to realize, to keep an open mind about this. We know a few things for sure that aggravate or accelerate it. You know, bad diabetics always have much, much more vascular disease. There's no question there's a correlation with stress, and there's no question there's a correlation with either really bad air pollution and or smoking. But beyond that, it's real frustrating.
What about viral, dental bacteria?
Right. There's a theory that perhaps this is an infectious disease, you know, with unusual organisms that can be, you know, identified in plaque. This is real similar to the dilemma when bacteria were found in ulcers. That was work done by a brilliant Australian physician. And everybody thought this bacteria was just living in the ulcers because any area of damaged tissue can support, you know, organisms. But anyway, it was later shown
Barry Marshall, I think.
This H. pylori bacteria causes over 80% of all ulcers. So, yeah, it could well be that in the future this turns out to be an unusual organism actually causing inflammation and damage of arteries.
Well, once you have the blockage, are the statins going to reverse that?
No, they claim they do, but they don't.
Do we do?
Well,
get rid of the blockage.
Yeah, but I actually don't know. I tell my patients those things I just mentioned, and as much as you can to.
Well, the
avoid.
Ironic thing is that he had H. pylori. He has just gone through a series of antibiotics to get
for
rid
that,
of it.
Right, and it's. Yeah, who knows? I don't know the answer. I have seen people with, for instance, carotid artery blockages that are easy to follow because they're near the surface and you can ultrasound them accurately, where they have improved over time. And then I've seen others get worse, of course. And I don't know. I really don't know.
What first of all, I got to tell you, Mary, if your husband's been on antibiotics, he needs to get a good probiotic. I recommend our sponsor's product, Essential Formulas, Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. And it's very effective against H. pylori, so that might have been a good preventive thing to do. And it sounds as though there is something wrong in the diet or the immune system, and we're probably talking about the guts of another show, and we'll try to get back to that later. But finding out and getting to the cause of what caused the blockage is going to do a lot more good than trying to lower the Band-Aid that the body's sending out to try and patch it up. But that would be my thought. Let's get back to CoQ10 here for a minute before we run out of time. I've always been a fan of CoQ10, and back in the early 80s, the FDA was trying to take it off the market because it was, it hadn't gone through the drug approval process, and it was kind of a scary product for them. You have shown that it's hugely important. I'd like for you to talk about dosage, the forms that you recommend, and go for it.
Yeah, well, it's incredibly safe. There's not any question about that. And in the big neurology trials, they're using very large doses that are documented to be safe. And by large, I mean like 3,000 milligrams a day for early Parkinson's. And that is a big NIH trial that is, there's a smaller study, but a bigger one's coming out. But most patients take something like 200 to 300 milligrams a day, and on that have a good blood level and a good effect. But most of the Q on the market is pretty good. It's probably most important to emphasize that it really does need to be taken with some food. It's much better absorbed.
Well, we'll finish up on that point when we return. We're talking with Dr. Peter Langshan, cardiologist, internal medicine doctor from Tyler, Texas. His contact information, we'll give you that when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. I'll be right back. Hope you will be, too. Still a couple of important points.
Coenzyme Q10 is a powerful antioxidant nutrient. It protects against free radical damage, supports heart function, energy production, and immune response. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet. So supplementing with a highly absorbable form of CoQ10 is the first step to ensuring optimal levels in the body. Secondly, typical CoQ10 supplements are in a ubiquinon or non-reduced form. For the body to use that type of CoQ10, it must first convert it to ubiquinol or the reduced form. QH Absorb is geroform. Formula's brand new, highly absorbable, and bioavailable CoQ10 supplement. Not only is QH Absorb more absorbable than traditional CoQ10 supplements, but as ubiquinol, it's already in a reduced bioavailable form. Your body can use QH Absorb without having to do any conversion work. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at your favorite vitamin retailer. For more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Power Noni, the super antioxidant super juice is here.
Antioxidants help boost your immune system, protect your heart and cardiovascular system from free radical damage, and slow down the aging process.
Organic Power Noni is packed with more than twice the amount of broad-spectrum antioxidants than any other juice product,
such as grape, pomegranate, or cranberry juice, and delivers more than 8 times the antioxidant benefits of orange juice.
Just 2 ounces of organic Power Noni deliver more antioxidant protection than the recommended daily allowance of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables.
Power Noni.
Start your day the Power Noni way. Ask for organic Power Noni at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Wild Oats, Sprouts, and other fine natural food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 for a store near you. That's 800-842-5309 for a store near you.
You've seen her on Dr. Phil and The View. Now hear Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman talk about the world's number one best-selling probiotic supplement.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is my favorite probiotic. This unique blend of 12 probiotic strains and important micronutrients was developed by a renowned scientist in Japan to recolonize the good bacteria in our gut. Probiotics 12 Plus rebalances the GI tract, which avoids digestive problems and strengthens our immune system. A healthy gut flora stops bloating, constipation, candida, and protects protects against deadly smart bugs like H. pylori. Studies show that the threat of foodborne illness is greatly reduced when Probiotics 12 Plus is used regularly. Vegan and fermented for 5 years is the only supplement that contains the proprietary TH10 bacteria, which kills pathogens. I take Probiotics 12 Plus daily. You should too.
Probiotics 12 Plus is dairy-free, enteric coated with a shelf life of 3 years. No refrigeration needed. If not at your store, call toll-free 1-877-262-7843.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. My guest, Dr. Peter Langshan. He's a medical doctor, specializing in cardiology and internal medicine in Tyler, Texas. I hope he will agree to be with us again because we've opened up a can of worms. We're going to have time to get them all back in that can today. As this is a little bitty section we have left in the show, Dr. Langshan, let me ask you about, we did just hear a commercial for one of our sponsors. I think Jarrow Products makes really good supplements in general, and they have a ubiquinol form of CoQ10.
Yes, that is definitely better absorbed than any previous CoQ10 formulation. All the CoQ10 before that was in its much more stable oxidized form, which is also more fat soluble. And they managed to, they being the Japanese actually, managed to make a form of Q in its reduced state, which is more water soluble, that's stable, and it is definitely better absorbed.
Excellent.
That's for sure.
Do you ever have an occasion where you feel it's necessary to lower, other than the family trait where it gets up to 1,000, do you ever use statin drugs to lower people's cholesterol?
Only when, sometimes no matter how much information you give people, they are so frightened by their cholesterol that I will use the drugs sparingly. Sort of
and always with CoQ10, I presume.
You. And then they, you know, they tolerate it pretty well. You might tell your listeners that there's other physicians across the world that also see the fallacy of this cholesterol campaign. And there's a great group of physicians and researchers at thinks.org. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's THINCS. .org. That's a great place for information too.
THINCS.org.
And okay, then the International Q Association, that's ICQA.org. Those are both good.
Excellent. Folks can call you, I presume, at this office number 903-595-3779.
Or 3778, actually, is the main number.
Main number? Okay. And do you ever do phone consultations if they're in another part of the country with their cardiologist? Would you be willing to?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I talk to people all over the place.
Okay.
When I have time. I don't charge for any phone work, so I just do it as I can do it.
Oh, well, it's been a great pleasure having you with us. I hope you'll come back so we can delve into a few of the other interesting questions that we had that we didn't get to today, and maybe...
Well, it will be my pleasure. You're a very good host.
Oh, bless you. Thanks again for your time, and thanks to our listeners, and thanks to our new listeners in Atlanta for calling in and being brave today. We'll be back again next week with hopefully another very interesting show. We try real hard.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.